Bubich and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, discussing who's the Commanders' biggest rival. It's an interesting conversation that, you know, for 100 years, everybody just would have said Dallas. But yeah, it kind of seems to have shifted, I'd say, to at least a 1A, 1B with the Eagles. I posted a Twitter poll about just that, and the results are keep pouring in. Now over 1,500 votes. 50% say it's the Cowboys, 17% say Eagles, 21% say Giants, and 10% say other. If it's other, the answers tend to be Ravens. A lot of jokes have been made. Their biggest rival are the people that won't give up on changing the name back to Redskins, because those people just don't live in reality. Mm-hmm. Or the rebrand itself is their rival.
It's craziness.
It is craziness. But a lot of folks want to weigh in. Let's try our guy Toothpick is on line 8. What up, Pick?
What's good, JP? Happy birthday to a big ear. Happy belated birthday to a big ear blogger. What's up, D-Mid?
Thanks,
chilling, brother.
All right, listen. It's historically, it's the Cowboys because, like the caller before, Jarrah, it's got to do with family. Half of your family's Cowboy fans, and you want to have that one-up on them. But realistically, we played the Eagles the closest over the last couple of years. So it's got to be the Eagles and then the Cowboys for family's sake. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate y'all.
Thanks, bro. Our guy Drew, I think, will have good perspective on this. Drew, who's the biggest rival, dude?
Well, I agree with everyone who said historically it's the Cowboys. But for me, the last 24 years, I've gone to every Washington Giant game there is, home or away. And I go to all those games with my buddy Vince. He and I have been friends since kindergarten. And I will tell you, the last several years, going to these games with him is a problem. I was going to ask a favor of you guys. If I can get an early bleep you, Vince, I will record that, and I will gladly play it for him at the end of the game if we win. Because
bleep you, Vince.
Really a problem.
All right. Thank you, Drew.
I stepped over you. Can you guys say that again just so I can record it?
Bleep you, Vince.
Thank you, B. Mitch. I will play that loud and hopefully proudly Sunday afternoon because he's on his way down. So
well,
thank you, guys.
If we win, call me. I'll tell him the real word.
let's go to West Virginia. Just see what happens here. Hello, Ernest. Who's the Commander's biggest rival?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call again. How you doing, B. Mitch?
Doing well, man. How you doing?
What up, man?
You know what? For me, it's still Dallas, but it seems like it's changing a little bit because I mean I'm from the old days. You know when we played Dallas, it's almost like you knew the whole city knew about it. And yep. I give you an example how it's changing because when Josh Harris went to was it the Twin Cities where every owner had to vote for Harris
yeah.
to take over
yes.
the team, and I called that during that at that time Jerry Jones made a statement. You all go back and check on your records of that day. Jerry guy interviewed a short interview with Jerry Jones about how it's going, and Jerry
right,
Jones made a statement about Dallas, you know, taking over the Redskins or the Commanders or kick their tails or something. He made a comment. See,
did we lose him? All right, sorry, Ernest. Thanks for the call, though, man. Appreciate you. You know, I think it's still. It's either Dallas or Philly, and I don't think it's that close.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think there is juice for Dallas games, and I don't know because there's so many like fake Dallas fans here that have never been to Texas, but that you know this is their team, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
I think when you go to the game down there every year at Jerry World, there's a lot of burgundy and gold there every year.
Yeah,
there's a whole bunch of fans down there,
yep.
and then there's fans that travel there, like it. It does coexist, but the games have been closest with Philly.
Yeah.
Both games last year were close. 2 years ago when they were undefeated and they beat them on Monday Night Football. Hell, the year Ron won the NFC East at 7-9, it was Philly at the end of the season where they had to
put out Sudfeld. Yeah, Sudfeld.
I mean, go back to when Kirk won the NFC East. They had to beat Philly week 16 before they then clinched everything week 17.
The question is more or less a two-part question. Historically, what is and what has been over the last 10 to 15 years? Last 10 to 15 years, it has clearly been the Eagles. Historically, it is the Cowboys.
Right.
But you like younger people today, if they're looking at it, a lot of them don't really know about those days in the 80s and the 90s and things like that. They know about late 90s. I mean, late 2000s and the 2020s and stuff now.
I know the story because of, you know, I try to take the history of the organization seriously. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't remember Darryl Grant knocking the ball away in the NFC title game. Like, whenever I heard a "We Want That," the first time I really feel like I heard a "We Want Dallas" chant was when Cooley had, like the Cooley era.
I'll tell you this. Go listen to the Cooley era "We Want Dallas," and go listen to the 1980s and 90s "We Want Dallas." And I guarantee you the level – the one back in the 80s and 90s was at a 10. The one with Cooley was a 5.
I get it, and you know, I agree. I'm just saying.
It has dissipated. And I know people don't want us to act like it did, but I would just tell the people that are my age and people that are older than me, when that week comes, is it anything like it used to be?
I think the people that want to pretend like nothing has changed are largely like in the marketing department. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think there's a ton of fans that would agree with that sentiment.
Well, if you put that out, like, they'll come in and say, "Oh no, it's the same for everyone." Says it's the same for me,
right?
Individually, but back in those back in the day, it was not an individual thing. It was a whole area.
Sure,
thing.
Sure.
Believe me.
Let's take this call. JJ in White Plains been on hold for a while. JJ, who's the biggest rival?
How we doing, Hall of Famer B. Mitch and JP? Let me give you a fruit tip, tippet, okay? It's always historically, it's going to be the Cowboys, okay? It's always going to be historically. I believe Burgley and Gold, okay? But this is a note. The Eagles, I have to respect the Eagles fan because they show us more respect to us than the Giants. The Giants basically has been sorry so bad, and they still shows us disrespect, whereas the Eagles know that when they come to play us, we got to be on our A game because we can lose. But we can be sorry, and the Giants can be sorry. They still shows us disrespect when both of us are sorry. But the Eagles shows us more respect than any team in NFC East, than any other team. And let me bring it back to historically, okay? Historically, Washington still have of above 500 winning percentage when it comes to the Eagles. Winning percentage to the Giants, it kills us. Cowboys kills us. The Eagles is the only one that we still have an above 500 winning percentage over. But I do want to let you know, it's still Washington, Eagles, and Giants. Giants was number two back in the day when they had Carl Banks, Joe Morris, okay? When it was Joe Morris, Mark Mervile, Carl Banks, we couldn't stand them. They was out with number two. It was Washington number one, and Giants was number two when it was the Carl Banks era. Cowboys number one. Yeah.
We got to bounce, man. We're very late. Thank you for the call, dude. I appreciate it. When we come back, Bob Papa joins the program.
Pop.